T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got Ira Winderman. We're ready to go as we bring in Ira Winderman. Talk a little bit. Hey, Ira, we were talking before we get to the game tonight in Charlotte for the Miami Heat. What's your take on Golden State? I told these guys I don't think it's a slam dunk they win the West. Where are you on this thing?
I don't think so, Joe, but not because of who the Warriors are and all these losses, just a team going through the dog days of the NBA season. I think it's the case that the West is so good that you're talking about a potential first-round matchup, maybe against a San Antonio or a team that I think this year more than last year will give them a better fight with DeMar DeRozan in place there versus the whole Kawhi Leonard story last year, and the second and third round matchups. I mean, you're talking about potentially going against Oklahoma City and then going against Houston. So I think it's more the competition in the West than who the Warriors are. I'm looking at all these games, Orlando, Miami, Boston, as just a team that's saying, get us to the playoffs. You've had enough. We're good enough. I think it's going to be about the playoffs. If the Warriors don't make it, it'll be because of the opponent more than the Warriors, say, letting go of the rope.
Outside of Houston having that shot last year, if Chris Paul didn't get hurt, and the Cavs winning a couple years back in the finals against the Warriors, I just find it hard to believe that a team in the league right now, when you put your five on the court against their five and you got to beat them 4 out of 7 times, I don't think there's a team in the league that could beat Golden State.
Just like Houston would have had them last year if Chris Paul didn't get hurt.
Yeah, I mean, Houston was right on the edge, so it's a matter of health. I don't know if James Harden's game translates to the playoffs, and that's still going to be an issue. Will these referees give him the push-off? Will they give him the step-back travel? Or will they realize, hey, it's been a season complaining about officiating, we have to officiate him differently? So I think that's the key there. I look at Oklahoma City, and I know they can be up and down, Zach, but when I look at
George, yeah,
and the way they're playing, they have two of the top 5-6 MVP candidates in the league right now. And again, in a playoff series, there's a game off or two games off between every game. They'll have time to stay rested. Yes, Golden State has the best 5-6 man group in the NBA, but those two guys, I think, can will their team. So I think Oklahoma City is the team I look at. I'm not sold on Denver as much. Look, if you're asking me, are the Warriors the favorite? Of course they are with that team. Here's the other thing. As we get closer to free agents, does Kevin Durant lose his cool again? Mm. Does someone get to Klay Thompson? Are you joining LeBron? Are you joining LeBron? Are you joining LeBron? Does that finally sort of boil over? We've seen it a little bit already with the Warriors. We've seen it already a little bit with Kyrie. I think the fact that the NBA Finals come 2 to 3 weeks before a free agency, I'm wondering how that dynamic plays out as well.
Ira, who's the MVP right now for the Miami Heat, if you had to vote? Who would be your MVP?
Oh, you know, if I look at the Heat, the problem is, and I know you want me to go to Dwayne Wade, but I don't know if I can go there.
I don't care who you go.
And that's the problem, because I can't give you number two, because none of the other guys, Justice Winslow, Josh Richardson, stepped up. I think Goran, by his absence, sort of showed how valuable he is, but if you're asking me who's the Miami Heat MVP right now, I don't like to do this, but I can't give you an answer, because I just don't want to say Dwayne Wade.
Why?
I think you guys put me in a box. Because if a 37-year-old guy is your MVP, cast in a reserve role, playing 20-something minutes a game, then your roster's in really, really, really big trouble, which this roster's in really, really big trouble, because the answer should be your highest-paid guy, Hassan Whiteside, your all-star guy, Goran Dragic, but Goran's been injured. Hassan's been Hassaning. And so it probably is Dwayne, and that tells you why they're fighting for eighth place and likely to go into the playoffs if they do with a losing record.
And I have to counter to that and say, what would this team look like without Dwayne Wade? Like, what would this team look like this year without Dwayne Wade? Sometimes in the clutch at the end of the games, he even came out and said it the other night that sometimes during the game, at the end of games, that Justice and Josh give him that little blink, that little look, and he knows he's got to turn it on. If they weren't there, there would be no turn-on guy. Dwayne's just that guy this year. He might be the oldest, he might not be the most paid, but he's got to be the MVP for this team this year.
Yeah, but you know what? And again, and believe me, this will get twisted when you guys run the little clip of this on the web, But that's the problem for this team. Early in the year, the thought was all in on Josh Richardson. If you're not going to trade him for Jimmy Butler, he's the guy. And he was a little. Then he started deferring to Dwayne. Then during the season, Deion Waiters comes back. Finally, when's Deion coming back? He's got to repeat what he gave us 2 years ago. And then he defers to Dwayne. So I would put it this way. Record-wise, the Heat would probably be 4 victories fewer right now. And honestly, talking more about tank and lottery than about the final push for the playoffs. But guys, maybe the growth that you needed would have otherwise come. In other words, if Josh Richardson couldn't defer to Dwayne Wade, might he have made those strides simply by trial and error at getting the opportunities? If Deion Waiters couldn't defer to Dwayne Wade, or if Eric Spoelstra couldn't have pulled Deion Waiters in favor of Dwayne Wade, might we be getting a better sample of what Deion Waiters could be? So I think it's a two-edged sword. I mean, yes, you're talking maybe playoffs at, I don't know, 39-43 maybe. But on the other hand, it's all about the future. We still don't know if Josh Richardson could be a closer. We still don't know if Deion Waiters can get back to that because Dwayne is here. It's a really odd dynamic, guys.
It is, and you're right. Where were you on Justice Winslow and Bam and Jay Rich? I saw you had some stuff on into Sun Sentinel. How much can you build around those, and how many star players you still need if that's going to be your core going forward?
Well, one, you have to build around them, Joe, because you have no other choice. That's who you have. And then if Pat Riley is really going to do this manipulation and maneuvering for 2020, what you need over these next 2 seasons, the rest of this one, maybe the playoffs the next season, is hopefully one or two of those guys steps up to the degree where a free agent goes, hey, you know what? No state income tax, great weather, Pat Riley system, and one or two of those guys are guys I want to play with. I'm not talking tanking or anything like that. But I really think there's a method to the madness now that Hassan Whiteside is not starting, that Goran Dragic is playing off the bench. I think the Heat are giving their future a trial run right now because to get those free agents in 2020, both of those guys basically have to be gone anyway. So I think the Heat have started their test drive. You know, they wanted the higher ed model. They realized they're going to go for a mid-size sedan, see what can happen, and hopefully get some of the upgrades along the way. Maybe add the leather trim, something like that. It's got to be those 3 guys. I don't think that this is accidental that Hassan is coming off the bench, that Goran is coming off the bench. This really is the Heat's test drive for the future.
Yeah, interesting. I want more Derek Jones Jr. How do I get that?
Well, again, he's probably, you know what, it's funny. It's like he's sort of like, you know, the fourth Beatle. He's like Ringo, who joined everyone later. He's the other guy everyone's mentioning, and I agree. And that's why, in fact, when I talked about the other 2 off the bench, James Johnson's disappeared. Because I think the Heat have come to the realization there is no way that James Johnson at 33, 34 years old in 2020 is going to get a free agent to go, I want to play with that guy. But you know what? Enough Derrick Jones Jr. highlights, someone who throws the lob, who's an assist guy, who's a playmaker might go, you know what? There's a future with that guy. I could see him as a running mate. Again, another guy they're using. That's the whole thing, guys. To get a free agent, you have to have the lure up for a free agent. We know Dwayne brought in, you know, Bosch and got LeBron here in 2010. Who's going to be the allure? That's why they're so all in, Joe, with Justice Winslow as sort of the playmaking future of this franchise.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, what do you think about LeBron in the shop? I'm just curious what you think of the show. They get 2 great guests that everybody's talked about in sports, and Anthony Davis and Antonio Brown. What do you think of the show?
You know, I have 2 thoughts on that. Number one, the fact that there is that show tells you all about LeBron's season and the move to L.A. and what it was all about. Because I think LeBron has like 15 shows, and I'm seeing a promo now for a game show. It tells you this was his gap year, that if you were to ask LeBron candidly, what were your priorities for this season, I think it would have been establishing his name in L.A. for his production company. And then if I win a few games, you know, so what? So I think, one, that's a great window to everything. Number 2, I still find when you bring on an Anthony Davis and have some of the discussions they had, they know it wasn't all about basketball, I still find it to be a bit questionable. And you know what I see when I watch that show to a degree is manipulation. Is LeBron sort of sticking it to everyone as, hey, I can have it my way also. I manipulated the trade talks for Anthony Davis. I have an agent who's part of my company, my 4 horsemen, who's out there getting players, which certainly raises some, you know, questions to a degree also. This is LeBron trying to have it all, which is, one, why I think some people are rooting against him for the playoffs, And number two, where I think it probably deserves more inspection, including Adam Silver saying when the whole Anthony Davis thing came out, he went to the degree of actually dumping people's cell phones to see what's going on. LeBron's trying to game the system and beat the system. Does he have the power and the right? That's the question we have to ask.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, it's a bad look if anybody does that. Your team's in the 10th position. You're not even in the playoffs, and you're doing all this stuff on the side. You know how many athletes would be getting roasted around the country if they were doing stuff on their off day like this?
Can you imagine if he was still with Pat Riley? Now, Pat might have had relented because this is 2018 Pat Riley, 2019 Pat Riley, rather, and he'd have to understand, but I think that would eat Pat up to see one of his players probably devoting a good 30% of his time to something off the court in the middle of a playoff race. So the question becomes this: does the modern player have that right and management has to accept it? Or was Pat Riley right of his expression, which he's never let go of, even with LeBron, that the main thing is the main thing? That's the question I have for you guys. Right now for LeBron James, as you watch him this season, is the main thing really the main thing for LeBron anymore?
No, not this year.
Doesn't look like it.
No.
Yeah, I don't know how you get it back. And let me ask you another thing. So you were a free agent out there. You're Durant, you're Klay Thompson, you're Kyrie. If you go and partner with LeBron, is the main thing going to be the main thing for him? Or are you going to start to have to, and this sounds absurd, guys, are you going to have to start carrying LeBron James and carrying all of his off-the-court stuff also? That's going to be a hell of a challenge, and I don't know if there's a free agent with the mix of youth and vitality and skill who can really almost go in there and salvage it. I think the Lakers, which is crazy with Kawhi and Kyrie and Klay and Kevin all out there, I think LeBron might be more than one teammate away. He might need another big three that a big two even then might not be enough for the Lakers.
He's got his load management. Thank you, Ira. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Ira.
That's it. Ira's done.
Oh, we dumped him. We dumped him like a bad day.
Okay.
What else you got?
Ira Winterman, powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.